Good morning, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Night Talker. This is R.D. Pierce, and I am your dream whisperer. Hello, friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight, I'm going to just talk about the holiday seasons and our destiny paths. It seems that during this time of the year, when the year is almost up, many people start to reminisce about what they did throughout the whole year, what they regret, what they wish they had done, what they hoped would have happened. They also start to think about the future, what they want to happen, what they've been praying for. They hope that will come true. It seems like during this time of the year, many people that have not relied on their inner strength, on their messages from God, they reach a terminal part in their lives where depression sets in. And a lot of people talk about seasonal depression. People start to think about, why didn't I get married? Why didn't I have this boyfriend? Why didn't I have this girlfriend? Why didn't I go to this job? Why didn't I do this job? Just a lot of things. Why can't I make amends with my family? Lots of things go through people's heads from familial situations to just materialistic things. Why can't I have that new car? Why can't I have those new clothes? It is my hope that during this time of the year that my listeners have been able to talk with friends, family members, possibly even strangers, and help them to interpret their inner voices, their subconscious messages, in order to help put these people on the right track, to put these people on their destiny path. I know that I have met lots of people throughout my years of working with the dream interpretations, and especially at this time, at the holiday, during holiday seasons, it seems like I meet people that have lots of regret and lots of feelings as that they have wishing that they could do something else, that they wish that they feel like they're stagnant and they wish that they had moved forward in their lives. And I would hate for my biggest fear is that people will get to the end of their lives, get to the twilight years. I love that saying, the twilight years, and then realize, ooh, I should have done this. I should have put more love into the world. I should have helped people more. I should have taken this path, the path less traveled. I should have done more. And I know in my heart that if these people listen to their inner selves, listen to their subconscious promptings, they would be on the right path. You have to trust in yourself also. I know that I have been being put into test situations where my inner self has said to me, oh, don't talk about that anymore. Let's move on. There's several situations where I could have said something negative and I thought, oh, stop, don't say it. And as soon as I say, okay, I'm not going to do it, I turn around and see the person that would have been a gossip spreader, that would have heard me say something and would have just ran off with it. It is very interesting. You've got to listen to your inner self. I remember another time, just this past week, something crazy happened to me at my workplace, and my inner self said, make this person sign a little paper saying that they had taken a book from me. Well, I said, no, that's silly, I'm not going to do it. Well, the few days passed by, and the person said, you never gave that to me. Never, never, never. And I thought, wow. Okay. Burn me once, burn me, shame on you, burn me twice, shame on me. So I can only sit back and laugh, because I needed that situation to happen in order for me to start to say, listen to your inner self. And you know what? the purpose, I can see now the purpose in me having that paper, that book being taken away. The purpose was to stop me from speaking on my speaking first, and not thinking first, not staying quiet, not watching. Now I'm going to be slow to speak. No matter what anyone says, I'm going to be slow to speak and listen more, because I could have gotten in a lot of trouble if I had run my mouth the other day. So I said that to, I said all of that to say this: listen to your inner self. All right, tonight I have two wonderful dreams about destiny, and I'm going to go into depth about some symbols. So I hope you will enjoy my interpretations. Sit back, get a warm cup of cocoa, and see if you come up with the same interpretations that I do. All right, I'm going to get my computer ready. So just a moment. All right, the first dream we have is called Destiny Thief. And I'm going to read this dream to you as it came to me, and tell you about the interpretation. And talk about the dream symbols, and then go into the interpretation, the solution, and then the call of action for the dreamer. All right. Destiny Thief. I was in a parking lot, and it was very cold with icy rain coming down. I parked and started walking with my daughter. I was telling her that if we had to survive the cold, we could make it. We could get into a dumpster and cover ourselves with boxes and paper. I also said Nana would be devastated if she saw our empty car in the parking lot. It dawned on me that we had walked far from our white SUV. We started walking back to the car and saw two women and their elderly mom. The mom was in the middle. She slipped and almost fell, but the daughters caught her. As we passed by, we heard them talking about some lady that was unaware of something. We got to the car and I opened the back door. The back passenger door, excuse me. I made a pallet for my daughter and turned around, and she was gone. I saw a beat up car parked on my driver's side and these red haired 20 something girls giggling and walking away. I saw that they had stuffed my daughter in their car. I grabbed her black boots and I pulled her out. One of the red-haired women, now older, started running towards me and to take my child again. I threw my daughter in the back of my SUV and slammed the door, which smashed her head. I rewound the dream and put her in the driver's side and got in too. Okay, wow, this dreamer has a slightly lucid dream where she has been able to rewind the dream. I can have dreams like that. Not frequently, but sometimes I'll have dreams where I'll say, oh, nope, don't like the way this is going. Let me rewind this whole dream. And I'll actually rewind my dream to a point to where I think I can restart it and change the whole meaning of the dream. I have not done a lot of research on lucid dreams. That's one of my, maybe my next projects I would like to do, is to just look at some lucid dreams and see what happens when you interpret the dream from the original point and then interpret it from the rewound part. So that's further down the road. But anyway, the main feeling of this dream was one of survival and urgency. The connection to waking life for the dreamer was, the dreamer said that she had been very anxious and angry for the past few weeks. And right before she went to bed that night, she was watching a television show about survival, about people that live in the woods without their clothes, and it's rainy and cold. All right. So let's go into symbols. Symbol, one symbol was the SUV. Now, cars are, as I interpret them, are your way to your destiny. They're the vehicles that you use to get from point A to point B, and B being your destiny. The path, it takes you along the path towards your destiny. Child usually represents, unless it's a specific child, represents your part of your personality, your innocence, your curiosity, your seeking. Whatever a child means to you, or if that child is someone that you know in your dream, that child could take on that specific part of your personality and represent that part of your personality. As always, I believe everyone in your dream is just a different facet of yourself. And you would look at the person, if it's someone that you know, you would look at that person and see what kind of personality they have. And their personality would represent that part of your personality. If you see a stranger in your dream, that means that's a part of your personality that's developing. So in order to interpret what part of that personality that's developing, you would have to look at the stranger's mannerisms, the meaning of the stranger, what part did they play in your dream. Now, if you dream of someone that you know, and you have been fighting with that person, or had just recently been in a traumatic incident with that person, you're more than likely dreaming about that person. It could be a prophetic dream, or it could be a prophetic dream, and it's trying to tell you something about your relationship with that person, or something that you need to warn that person of. Okay, so let's move on. Green dumpster and the beat up green car. I'm going to talk about the green dumpster. The dreamer interpreted this part as a place where trash is kept, but also a place where outsiders hide. Interesting. I thought that was very interesting, because that brings up the idea of homeless people living in dumpsters to stay warm, for shelter. Okay. The beat up green car, an alternate destiny. Interesting that both colors are green. Sometimes dreams will repeat a theme in a different way. So when we get down to the solution of this dream, let's pay close attention to that dumpster as a place to hide and safety for the dreamer, and the childlike innocence, and also the beat up green car as a place not only to hide, but to be taken away to be concealed in, because the child was kidnapped. Okay, so the two women that were protecting the mother, I would say that these are the protective part of the dreamer's personality. Also, either protecting the wisdom of the mother so that the mother won't get hurt, and also protecting some knowledge that the dream has not given the dreamer yet. Yes, our dreams can be secretive too, and sometimes our dreams don't tell us everything if they think that we're not ready or able to comprehend that information yet. Okay, so the colors, the white SUV, it stands out as being white as opposed to everything else in the dream, a bright white as the right path. This is the path that you need to be on. That's your destiny. Not the green beat up car, not the dumpster, not walking down the road in the parking lot. The black of the shoes. And when I got to this part, I'm going to read to you from two different places on the web. And they're very interesting how they interpret shoes. So from dreammoods.com, they interpret shoes as representing the approach to life, which we know. Also know that wearing shoes in your dream means that you're well-grounded or down to earth. It can represent convictions about your beliefs. If you're changing your shoes, it refers to changing roles. If you're taking a new approach to life, if you forget your shoes, then it suggests that you are leaving behind your inhibitions. You're refusing to conform to ideas or attitude. To see old shoes in your dream indicates that you will find success through hard work, which makes sense. You're working hard, your shoes are getting worn out. If you dream that you're wearing appropriate shoes for the occasion or for the activity at hand, means that you will progress and your path in life will be long, hard, and laborious. It may also indicate that you are heading in the wrong direction. Oh, to dream that you're wearing inappropriate shoes. Okay, I misread that. Inappropriate shoes for an occasion means that you're going to have that your progress on your path is going to be long and hard, and that you're headed in the wrong direction. Makes sense. You will need to reevaluate your goals. You're doubting the direction of your path. Okay, it also says that if you're not wearing any shoes in your dream, it may indicate you have low self-esteem, a lack of confidence. It could represent poverty. And it could also mean that you are playful, relaxed, carefree. You have a firm grasp and good understanding on the situation. If you dream you lose your shoes, it suggests that you're searching for your identity and finding yourself. And that was from dreammoods.com. Also, another common interpretation of shoes, if you have on shoes that are dusty, means that you're going on a journey, which sounds just like it means. If you think about you're going on a dusty road, your shoes get dusty and you're on a journey. Okay, so from dreamtation.com, I looked up a interpretation for black shoes. And this one says that you believe other, not everything. I'm reading exactly how they wrote it. So how I interpret that, I would say that you believe some things, but not everything. You believe others, not everything. So that maybe you're cautious in what you believe in life. Okay. So, I already talked about the green of the junk car and the dumpster. The green of which means growth in life, and it's juxtaposed to two places that are trashy and dirty, the dumpster and then the junky car. It's almost like a trick. The green represents life and growing. Hey, let me go over here. There's nothing wrong with this, but the whole nature of the place, the whole nature of the item is undesirable. Okay, so the solution to this dream. The dreamer has parked or put on hold her destiny to explore other options. She's walking outside in the cold with her wandering curiosity. She's searching for her path, but soon she realizes that she has left her destiny path. When on her way back, the dream is showing her that she's developing a protective nature, a quick protective nature, the quickness of the two women to catch the mother, the motherly part of her, to catch her and protect her. And also the secretiveness of the knowledge that the dream knows that the dreamer is unable to grasp at this time. For the dreamer walks past these three women. She doesn't stop to help. She just walks past. It shows that the dreamer isn't ready to see this or understand this knowledge, or maybe she can't understand this knowledge at this time. Okay. The dreamer makes room for her innocent side, her curiosity. She puts that back in the path. She puts that in the back seat. And she notices that after she gets everything ready and so nice and comforting, that she looks back to put her curiosity in to get it ready for the journey. And someone has taken it. It's been taken, and that innocent part of her life, her curiosity, has been taken on a different road, on a different path. Now, she could have been taken on this different path because of her belief in some things, not everything, but some things. But this dreamer knows that that is the wrong path. She doesn't believe the little redheaded girls that have that are trying to steal her destiny from her. She takes her innocence back, and she throws her in the back of the car, which she sees. Oh, that's a detriment to my curiosity. I can't drive like this. And even though there is a anxiety, there's a rush to finish things. There's a rush to not to finish things, but there's a rush to save this curious part of her personality. She rewinds the dream, takes her time, puts the child, the curiosity, where it belongs, in the driver's path, and she gets in and she's safe. So the dreamer also stated that there's a lot of anxiety at her work because she's feeling as though she's been doing a lot of things, taking on a lot of tasks that really aren't her part of her work. They're part of her work, but they're not her direct assignments, and that she's feeling anxious about this. And there's a lot of anxiety growing because there's people not working along with their path, with their own path, with their own destiny. They're just coasting along. So the call of action for this dream is that the dreamer must be careful of destiny robbers and must be vigilant at protecting her innocence and her curiosity. I definitely want to look at that repetition of the theme of the innocent being protected in a trash can, or in the or stolen and taken away in the green car. You must not believe everything, but stand back and watch. Look, kind of like that's kind of like what I was talking about earlier. Don't always believe everything people say. Watch and see what they do, and then you make your own decisions. The dream allowed the dreamer to rewind and her dream, which shows that there is an urgent message from her subconscious to protect this curious nature, protect this curiosity. The dream does not want, the subconscious does not want the dreamer to lose this. It puts a special mark, an urgent mark on that dream for the dreamer to really look and say, okay, I need to remember this. I've seen the theme repeat twice, and I was even able to rewind my dream to save this part of me. I really need to be vigilant and protect it. Okay, our next dream is called Big Wigs. And I'm going to read that dream, and it's a short dream, but very interesting. It's also about destiny. And the dreamer writes, I was at work and a client called to complain that her child did not receive an award. I went to check and accidentally hung up on her. I walked into my boss's office as she was preparing for a meeting with a lot of big wigs. I couldn't remember the two questions that I had to ask. I asked one of the big wigs about the award list, and he said that it would have been complete in August, so the client was angry for nothing. I thought, well, it is past August, so I need to give the client another answer. I was then given charge of 5 children. One was my daughter, and one an older boy, and 3 girls approximately 4 years old to 7. I let a big wig stay in my office to prepare for the meeting. I tried to get the children to sleep. My office was suddenly big and had many people in it. I wanted to impress the big wig by the way that I cared for the children. Okay, this dreamer says the main feeling of this dream is being overwhelmed. A connection to waking life is that this dreamer has to make many decisions at work and often has to do a lot of work. I often have to do a lot of work myself and watch others take credit for it when it is good and take the blame when it is not as good. Okay, wow. Between a rock and a hard place there. Symbols I picked out were client, boss, children, bigwigs. And there were no colors that actually stood out. So the client was represented the work situation of solving other people's problems. The boss represented control. The children represents work assignments. And the bigwigs, I would say the control center of the whole dream of what's going on. So the dreamer's helping nature is being cut away by simple communications. For example, the telephone in the workplace. The boss and the bigwigs are trying to solve her problems, but are giving information that is contradictory and confusing. There's a disconnect between the dreamer and the dreamer's higher selves, which are the bigwigs and the bosses. The dreamer is trying to impress her our higher selves through an ability to nurture others. The dreamer may believe that the urgent meeting may be called off, but the dream is implicitly showing the dreamer that there must be changes made, and it has nothing to do with the way the dreamer handles assigned tasks. So the call of action for that dreamer would be that dreamer needs to reevaluate work-life roles and stop taking on other people's assignments. Your dreams are showing you that no matter how nurturing you are or how great you are at these assignments, it's not impressive. It's not impressing anybody. There's too much going on, and it's not your place to do all those things. Your office space is getting bigger. Maybe because you're taking on so much. It's confusing. It's big, and it doesn't need to be like that. It's causing you anxiety, and that's totally not worth it, especially when other people can just sit down and relax and kick their feet up and drink cocoa and watch you go crazy and have and they get all the glory for it. All right. So I hope those two dreams are very interesting. I think I have a little time to tell you I had another dream along my journey, Mahjong, and I was escaping from some people. Seems like I'm always escaping from something, doesn't it? But I was running towards my car, and oh my goodness, the car that I got into, my journey, my road hog, it was gorgeous. I've never been in a Cadillac SUV, but in my dream, I don't know why I said, oh, this is a Cadillac SUV. The seats were spacious, and it's almost like a chair, one of those fancy chairs you were sitting in, you could sit in. And when I got into the car, it just, the inside of it shone brightly, golden brown seats. It was just beautiful. And being inside that car made me forget about whatever I was running from on the outside. So I can definitely say that I am on my journey's path. And I will not be afraid wherever it takes me. Sometimes bad things happen to you in order to move you further towards your dream. I was listening to my pastor, my co-pastor, talk about the multicolored coat of Joseph. He had his dreams. He was a dreamer. And he had to go through the bad in order to get closer to the meaning of his dream, to make his dream come true. So sometimes we have to go through the fire in order to come out looking like gold, polished gold. Well, my friends, I wish that you keep on dreaming and keep on understanding your inner selves. Remember, you can always reach me at night_talker@rocketmail.com. That's night_talker@rocketmail.com. Or friend me on Facebook, RD Pierce. All right. Keep on dreaming. Keep on learning. Keep on discovering yourself. Good night, everybody.